League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to a very special WHM On Screen. We're talking about the Academy Awards. Now, what's that?
The most magical evening. Now, Chris Cabin, what are you wearing tonight?
I'm wearing jeans.
It checks out
that,
so far.
I've been wearing for the last 3 days.
Yeah, you know what? I've been wearing jeans tonight. Jeans to the Oscar.
I got a shirt on.
Wait, remember there was one?
It's a laundered shirt, if you must know.
There was the screenwriter for maybe Brokeback Mountain or something that wore jeans to the Oscar? Not the screenwriter. Some guy. Wore jeans to the Oscars, and it was a big deal.
Oh, really?
The fashion police almost got him.
Well, I mean, the fashion police were still getting over Peter Jackson's attire.
Peter Jackson... Period.
Yeah, I think that was the weight police.
Weren't the South Park guys like hilarious? And one of them wore like the J-Lo dress.
Both went in drag,
and that's acid.
Oh shit, man, that's really cool.
Man. Oh man, you know what? You're really sticking it to the establishment, man. So this is indeed going to be on Sunday, the 2017 Academy Awards. This is. What is this, the 80s?
It's the most magical evening.
89th?
The 89th Meryl Streep Importance Awards.
89? No, it's the fake illegal 89th Academy Awards.
Oh, my God. We should talk about that. Let's talk about it. Frank Stallone.
No one has ever said up front, all right, let's address the elephant.
First things first.
In you a Frank conversation Stallone. About Listen, the Academy Awards.
You guessed it, Frank Stallone.
Yes. So, Eric, you were the one who turned me on to this. What is Frank Stallone's problem?
I think he's just like a crazy Trump guy now, and he's just like an asshole.
Yeah, checks out.
So his tweet on February 22nd at 12:49 p.m.
Yeah.
All right, so he was just waking up.
Yeah.
Sure.
The 89th Fake Illegal Academy Awards, featuring every leftist actor on one stage so we could view all their stupid drug-induced PC rants.
Jeez Louise.
You know, your brother was there literally last year, right, Frank Stallone?
Well, that's what it's about, man. Yeah. It's like, you know what? Mark Rylance walked away with my award. He gave some PC speech. Frank, you get on there and you fucking troll him, Frank. Frank, hey!
I kind of think that it's like Frank is like, I'm with the real actors. Sly, you know, he's La La Land.
Tutti Frutti La La Land.
He said in one of his comments back that
he was talking shit.
He said he's been considered for two Oscars in the past.
Right.
For both music and acting.
Right. I've been fucking considered for two Oscars, Frank Stallone. What are you talking about?
He cited one of them was Barfly, which obviously he wouldn't be nominated for that, playing the bartender in Barfly.
No,
there's nothing
way.
Part.
He doesn't do anything. That movie.
The other one is Song for, I don't know, Rocky II or something. But the only award he's ever won was a Razzie.
Oh, for what?
Barfly?
No, I don't remember. I looked it up when he tweeted this. And then
Hudson,
he was nominated for a Golden Globe for the song for Rocky II.
A bunch of Razzies went to Hudson Hawk, and he is definitely in that fucking thing.
So here's the thing. You're not considered for an Oscar if in like the round table where everyone's talking about what could and couldn't be nominated,
yeah.
Somebody throws your name out as a joke. That's not really consideration.
Like, right. No. Yeah. Right, that's
about,
actually true.
Frank Stallone for Barfly.
Yeah, that's right, actually, Steve. If someone says your name for something, and then a room of people collectively laughs, at what that person just said, which was your name.
Yeah. Nominate Out of Africa. And then we'll nominate Frank Stallone for Barfly. Yeah, that's a real good one. Man,
Out of Africa, what a snore.
This is a terrible movie.
So, yeah, I mean, this is the 89th Academy Awards. We're going to go talk through some categories.
I'm
a seat filler podcast.
I've been working in offices for quite some time. I always fill out an office ballot because some busybody gets around it. No, I mean, like,
also because if given the resources, time, and opportunity, you would definitely be a degenerate gambler.
Exactly.
So this is as close as you can.
Exactly. Like, if somebody $5, I lose every year. I never get it right. It's always because I want what I want to win. That's the
right,
problem.
But you can't play it that way.
The heart
man.
Wants what the heart wants.
I mean, I think it has to be a give and take.
It
if
does
you will.
Because I well, that's the thing is I'm always like I always lose either I either choose what I want to win or I choose well the Oscars are stupid so they'll obviously do the wrong one and then I'm just like
well the Oscar I mean the Oscar is stupid.
It's an
argument this year I think is that La La Land will sweep.
It could. It's going to. I mean, it's going to sweep.
Everybody, but now everybody is wondering if Moonlight might be an upset or that they'll split.
That
was the bigger argument I heard was that it could split.
I would not be surprised if it's the bullshit thing where they get swept for a ton of stuff,
but
and
they
then
lose
you toss
the last
it.
Picture.
You toss it and give them Best Picture.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, like Moonlight would get. Best Picture, and they would, and Damien Chazelle would get,
or maybe split it
best
that way.
Best Director.
So let's get into it. So the Best Picture category, we have 9 films on the docket.
We have the winner right here.
Oh wow! Let everybody know.
Preston Waterhouse brought it.
And the winner is Frank Stallone.
Best Picture, Frank Stallone.
You get on up here, Frank.
He's if you want to see the best picture by Frank Stallone, check out his selfie on his Twitter page, which is at Stallone, by the way.
That's going to burn his brother's ass.
Yeah, and he's wearing a fucking magma hat.
Oh.
Make America great again.
Magma in Halloween colors. Telling.
Magma.
Very telling.
Why are you saying magma?
It's what? MAGA.
MAGA.
MAGA?
Yeah.
Make shit. America. What, you guys learned that at the Klan rally?
Well, it's not
I can fucking read.
It's not Make America Great. Mr. again. Like, there's no M in there.
Mainstream media getting that.
Magma's melted rock.
All
right. Make America great again.
I used the wrong hashtag today.
Oh, man, that's why you'd be getting so many geologists talking shit to you.
This might get you Tyson. Egghead. Tyson might respond now.
I've been trying to get him to respond to me on Twitter. The guy's a coward.
The guy.
And then Ben Lister, a friend of ours, was like, telling me to lay off the scientists. I'm like, this guy's not a scientist. He's a podcaster. Anyway.
So you're saying you're just as much of a scientist as Neil deGrasse
Tyson? Yes.
Okay. Sure. No, all right. That makes sense.
Best Picture.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Aside from Frank Stallone in the Frank Stallone story.
Of course.
Written and directed by Frank Stallone. Scored by Frank Stallone. Arrival. Fences. Hacksaw Ridge. Hell or High Water. Hidden Figures. La La Land. Lion. Manchester by the Sea and Moonlight. That's what we have here. Now, I saw all the.
Well, no, you got the Oscar nominees A through M. You got to get the M through Z. No.
It is weird that they alphabetize.
They really gave Zootopia a main.
I am of the mind that this will be La La Land.
I really don't want it to be, but I think it will be.
Well, let's get into La La Land. I don't like that movie, but I don't have the super hot take like that movie sucks, that movie's bad, that movie's shit. It's just not my kind of movie. It's not, and I also think that there's some issues with like chemistry. I don't think that they do very well together.
Ooh, hot disagree.
That's
him
a
and
hot
her.
Tech.
No,
I think that was the best part of it.
Really? Yeah. I just think that they don't like each other at all. Like I felt like that they just couldn't be no stand to be in the same room together.
They definitely do.
I don't know.
Wow.
Man. Yeah.
I really like the first scene.
Uh-huh. What? The opening
number.
I thought that was the worst part.
That was my favorite part. Almost everything else, I was just kind of indifferent to.
My favorite part? Deus Ex Tom Everett Scott. That nobody
that
saw
also,
that guy. Yeah. If you fucking told me last year and put a fucking gun to my head and said, you know what? You know who's going to be favored for a Best Picture Award nominee? A movie that has significant Tom Everett Scott. I'm like, absolutely not.
Man, I mean,
unless it's that thing we did. It's like the thing we did. It's like they're all like in their 60s or whatever. And you know what I mean? It's like how we got there, maybe.
I really like this movie.
Okay.
I don't think it's like a significant whatever. I mean, although actually I will say I think technically there's a lot about this movie that's very impressive.
No, the shots are nice.
It's just a very light, fluffy, nothing movie.
It's a nice, cute movie. I don't think it should be nominated for everything in the world.
No, I don't. That's what I think is just outrageous. Yes. But I mean,
it's the steamroll thing. Yeah.
I'm talking about, you know, you were just saying like how you pick winners and whatnot. Like,
yeah.
This isn't what I would like to win.
Sure.
Because my favorite film of the year wasn't nominated for Best Picture, which was Jackie. But I think that this movie will win.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I think so, probably. I'm an artist defender. Not that I would ever watch that movie ever again if you put a gun to my head. But
for a second, I thought you were going to start talking about Roman Polanski.
No. The Artist. And I think
I actually really like The Artist, and I couldn't care less about everyone that
hated it.
Yeah, like, yes. Oh, I got to shit on this. Or hey, remember that? Yeah, I do.
But at least The Artist, to me, the artist was... And again, maybe I'm the only one in the room that thought the chemistry was better, a lot better than The Artist.
With the dog?
Yeah, the dog makes it. No, but like it was much more memorable. Honestly, I can't tell you, it's a musical, and I don't know one. I couldn't tell you one of the songs that, like, oh man, I came home and I was humming that song while I was doing the dishes.
Really?
When
they fly into the sky, that was a song. In
everybody
there, right?
Like City of Stars got stuck in everybody's head.
Yeah. Now
that's amazing. I think you were just grumpy when you saw.
No,
that,
yeah. Probably.
I mean, I don't like to me like there's. There's nothing offensive about La La Land. There's nothing offensive of The Artist. To me, they're just mediocre movies.
Sure.
They're fine. They're absolutely fine. Sure. But I wouldn't.
I think, I mean, we're talking about The Artist. I mean, I know I will indeed watch La La Land again.
Uh-huh.
I'm never going to watch The Artist.
I'll never watch The Artist.
It's the opposite for me, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, so other stuff in this category. I'm pleased that Arrival is nominated.
I am too.
And
I
has
loved
a lot.
Arrival.
It's great.
Arrival's
I love
very good.
That. Like, and this is. I was at an Oscar talk last night where it was Janet Maslin and Mark Harris were talking about the Oscars and stuff. And, you know, Mark Harris made a great point that, like, the Arrival's kind of in that new thing of, like, The Martian gets tossed into this.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There was another sci-fi movie that he mentioned.
Science fiction.
What?
District 9?
Yeah, I guess District 9 was the one that kind of started
that. That was a breakthrough. And I mean, I think there's a new line of mature science fiction that is going to start getting more and more.
But it's also movies that you might have seen.
Exactly, yeah. More popular. You know, like there was a whole talk about, like,
about
will
Deadpool
get in there
that
because it was
so
nominated for the
PGA.
Ridiculous.
I mean, if Florence Foster Jenkins is
Here's
getting it, like, that is, it is true.
We need to
who
take the
shit?
Prestige a little bit down, guys, right? Like,
yes.
It's fucking movies.
I mean, also
I like
true.
Movies, but it's fucking movies.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, cause, it doesn't need to be important. It doesn't need to change the world. It needs to be it's the term of the best movie is just stupid anyway. You know,
but winning, I mean, there's
points.
There may not be a prestige, but you get more money. Like Martin Scorsese after The Departed could get movies made that he wouldn't have been able to get made. If everything was like bringing out the dead.
Yeah, but look how that fucking, how long that lasted though. He's going to Netflix to make this fucking movie.
Because
he makes one of the best movies of the year in Silence.
That's just because Brad Grey just fucking left.
He makes one of the best movies of the year with
Agreed.
Silence.
Yeah.
The fucking cinema going society as a whole takes a fucking dump on it.
Yeah.
And he has to make the movie that is his return to working with Robert De Niro in a crime movie. with Netflix.
And he's going to share an office with Adam Sandler now.
Oh, my God. Man, you know what? That's a web series I'd watch
hey,
a couple
buddy,
of times.
Hey, buddy, you want to watch me fart? Yes. Dabu-doo-dabu.
The star-studded Netflix
Adam, I'm working.
Hey, Marty, are you talking to me?
A 45 Magnum. You should see what that would do to your fart. That you should see. You look up in that window over there?
That's my wife's fart.
I will say I think it's a little ridiculous to nominate Arrival and not nominate Amy Adams.
Yes,
exactly. She was that movie.
She is what makes that her and Bradford Young, who is rightly being nominated.
And Daniel Villeneuve. I think that him being nominated for director makes a lot of sense. But she is the anchor of the movie. There is no movie without Amy Adams.
Well, I mean, it's a crowded...
You can't put another actress in that movie, and that's that movie. Yeah. I really don't think that.
Yeah, I agree.
No, you're totally right. I mean, I think we'll get to it when we talk about the category, but I think it's a crowded year for actors. Yeah. So speaking of movies that don't feel like movies, Fences, I had a hard time with this. It's two amazing performances trapped in a thing that you could just put a stage in a theater and watch it.
Yep.
I don't think that – and there's people who are like, he did so much to make it feel like a movie. I wholeheartedly disagree with that. It's just the same virus of making a play into a movie.
I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, I think...
You just don't notice it because it's two amazing performances.
I always have a problem with, like, even with, like, Shakespeare. Like, anytime you bring a play, like, especially... It's August Wilson, man. He was one of the best writers ever.
Yeah.
Like, you lean so hard on his text that you really don't have to do too much more to make it interesting.
Totally.
And it is an interesting movie, but, like, I agree with you. There's... absolutely, not none, but there's very little cinematic quality.
I agree with that, but I actually just watched this last night, and I really, really loved it. And I think, I mean, like, I like play movies when they're done well, and this is a play movie that's done as well as anything else. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is like Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? You know what I mean? You get a great play together,
yeah.
And you get really amazing actors to perform it. And honestly, like with the sort of like ephemeral nature of the stage, like it's kind of cool that we get Viola Davis and Denzel Washington doing these characters forever now. You know what I mean? Like, and yes, I don't think it should win Best Picture, but like, I think it's a worthy movie.
But in this like day and age of like live captured theater shit all the time, yeah. I don't think that matters. Like, that's not a thing.
This isn't Benedict Cumberbatch farting on Fandango doing Frankenstein. You know, this is
which was awesome.
I'm sure it was. But
what is the difference though? It might as well be in a fucking theater. The difference would be negligible.
I mean, there's a texture to the movie. I feel like that
we saw the front of the house. Awesome. He kicked the football helmet in the front of the house.
Denzel
Washington rides a garbage truck.
I agree to a certain degree, but I think that it does. I don't know. It feels like a world that a Fandango event doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, there is a certain element. I'll give this. There's a certain element of world building.
Mm-hmm.
Because he rides a garbage truck.
But it's so contained and it's so limited that I don't care. Like, if he's riding the garbage truck, I want to see more about, like, what is it like to go? Where do you have to store the garbage trucks?
In a garage.
No, but like, how do we make the garbage trucks, Chris? Maybe let's go there.
Prequel making the garbage truck.
Some dramatic tension about where he works.
I agree.
It's not just him paling around. And those moments are great.
Yeah, with him and the...
But like, that's why did he add to it?
That's why I like Glengarry for that. Because Glengarry, yes. I think, and not counting...
Oh, wow, they're in a Chinese restaurant. Come on, let's call a spade here.
Listen, I don't know why I feel it's different, sure. But I feel it's different. Okay. And it feels like more of a world than riding a garbage truck. And then all of a sudden you're home from work.
Yeah.
You get, because it's contained, but it's also something. I think that's what it is. It's like, here's this one other spot we're going to, but we don't learn any more about that area.
Sure.
It's the backyard, the inside of the house, the upstairs. You know, I mean, there's things to do, like the woman that he has the affair with or whatever, like maybe you're at that hospital, maybe that's going on. Like you're doing something with it.
I feel like really specifically, I mean, why this movie works is because it's just August Wilson being like, this is my play exactly as it is. And those moments you don't see, you're not supposed to see. They don't exist.
Well, August Wilson also wasn't saying, please turn my play into a movie.
He wrote the screenplay.
No, that was just the play. They just used the play.
Didn't he? Maybe
he's long dead.
No, I know that.
Did he write the screenplay and it was just like around for a little bit?
How could he be nominated for Best Adapted if it's just his screenplay? He adapted that screenplay.
Did he adapt it then?
Yeah.
Whenever I read the headline, it was always just like August Wilson, and I assumed it's just
the play. Oh, so it was like a script sitting around. I don't know.
Well, we'll move on to the next one. Right. I'll get there.
I did not see
Francis. Well, that's fine.
A couple of those are coming up for me. Don't worry.
Yeah. I mean, so this one, I don't know if anybody saw it, but Hacksaw Ridge.
I saw it.
It's brutal, man. I mean, not surprisingly, because it's directed by Mel Gibson.
This is my only question.
It's not great, but I liked it.
Can he make a character that's not Christ?
No.
Just one.
No.
Just one.
No.
Man.
No.
That's all I wanted.
No.
Was one character, one main character that's not Christ.
One main character that is not Christ. What does the board say?
Okay. All right.
William Wallace. Are you going
to
go?
No. I'm trying to think of Mel Gibson directed movies. Jesus.
They're all Christ. Every single one of them is Christ. So.
The dude in Apocalypto certainly is.
Yes, he's a Christ.
This movie reminded me a lot of like Sergeant York.
Sure.
And those old and that war stuff's movies.
Yeah. Good, but like the whole like making him like the righteous one in an evil like place where he's beset by enemies at all turns in the army. Like,
well,
it
I
just
mean,
seemed the- like he was building up a victimization narrative.
Like well, he had, as a con- if you were a conscientious objector, that's the only way I can say that word, but you would be shit on for sure.
But I feel like you have to show something more than that, like, and just not be like, well, the whole world's shit and he's the best, so whatever. like that, that's the narrative.
I think it's kind of unfair to say that. I don't know.
I mean, that's the picture they paint.
You know what's unfortunate is casting Vince Vaughn in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he thought he was going to get a Best Supporting, didn't he?
I'm sure he did. Definitely. I'm sure he was right pissed.
Well, here's my ignorant opinion of this movie because I haven't seen it. Is this movie only nominated because nobody liked Sully and we needed one conservative movie to be, or a movie
I don't even see it as a conservative narrative. I mean, I guess you could read it that way if you come to it like going, it's another Jesus movie.
It is!
Which is how I went to Silence, by the way.
And I really
liked Silence.
Sure.
And I think Silence should probably take the place of Hacksaw in this lineup. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Hell and High Water.
Get Lion.
Lion.
There
get
as well.
It right the fuck out.
I did not see Lion either. And Francis and Lion are the two out of this category I did not see.
I did not hate the movie. I mean, there's something to it, and he's definitely a good, like, visually.
The war stuff was awesome,
yes,
right?
The war stuff.
He's a good director. He's a fucking maniac, and he's a monster, and he's an anti-Semite.
Which is might be why he's directing Suicide Squad 2, maybe.
God, can you imagine?
I'm excited for that. I hope that happens. I really do.
Wait, who's going to be Jesus?
Probably Will Smith.
Oh, my God. Will Smith's Deadshot?
That's what he's always wanted to be, is Christ, the Deadshot Christ.
Hey, Deadshot, can I wash your face? What's your face doing on this rig? Hey, Deadshot, we're all starving over here. How about some fish?
The two thieves he's crucified next to is Captain Boomerang and, I don't know, what's another
Killer
one?
Croc.
Killer Croc.
Yes. Here comes Holly Magdalene.
Oh, yes. Yes. By the way, just to... Wilson wrote a draft before his death in 2005, and then other people tinkered with it, but he's credited as the only writer. So, I mean, it's like he did a great
Sure.
Yes.
All
right, whatever.
So, Hell or High Water, I was surprised by it, but I really, really liked this movie. I really did.
I thought it was kind of like a regular schmegler movie. I understand why people like it. I think it's a good movie, but I don't... Like,
I don't know why it's here.
Exactly.
No, I have no idea why it's here.
The last scene is the best scene in the movie by far, and one of the best scenes of the year.
Totally.
But I agree with Eric. I find it regular, where we're just robbing banks and stuff. And I mean, like, I get the whole, like, I kind of like the economic stuff. It matters.
It gives it some texture. But
to
like,
me, it feels like an old-timey Western that we're repurposing.
Sure.
I mean, which it is.
Yeah.
You know, but like... Someone said last night too that it feels like a movie that you made in like the 1970s,
yes.
And I kind of get that vibe from it too,
which is good.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't understand why it's here.
No, I have no idea why.
When something like Silence or Jackie is not, this that is hanging
make,
out.
Makes no sense.
And I think everyone involved with this movie was also like, wait, what?
Really?
Like, well, because
Jeff Bridges is like, oh, shit, I got to go to the Oscars. Oh, man. Oh, damn it, Ken. I was going to have a night in by myself. Had myself my smoking weed here and my eating weed over here. Two separate witches. Now I got to get dressed up for this honky-thong.
Got to put my jeans on for the Academy Award.
Is Versace still alive? Can I get a suit from him? Oh, he's dead. Oh, great.
Fuck. How about that? What's it? That's Stephen McQueen.
Sorry. He's aware Steve McQueen's dead. Or are you talking about the new director?
No, there's also isn't there also a McQueen, a Steve McQueen, fashion person? I think.
I think that's Alexander McQueen.
Alexander McQueen. Yeah. I'm being an idiot.
So then Hidden Figures.
At least you didn't say Magma.
That's true. Thank God. Thank the good Lord for that one.
I'd like to say that I did not see this film.
It's a really good movie.
Hidden I might Figures? See it this weekend.
I really like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it.
It's like the biggest box office surprise of the year, which is pretty cool. Big. I think it's something like
it's still in the top 10 after
came out of
over
Christmas.
5 weeks, I think.
It's it made like $130 million.
Oh,
or something.
Wow.
Like
I heard
it's fucking crazy.
It is a ticket. Huge success story.
Mel Gibson's going to do Hidden Figures 2. Which is
shit.
Oh, which one of them is going to be Jesus now?
I think probably Mahershala Ali.
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go. Mahershala Ali Black Jesus movie.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. I'd watch that.
That'll ruffle some feathers. Oh, I mean, like, cool.
Oh, the founding fathers are so upset.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it, so I can't tell.
It's a good movie.
It looks like a really cool movie.
It was a movie that I saw the preview for. I was like, all right, whatever. And then I had to go to the screening for work. And watching it, I was like, holy fuck, like, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a movie that I kind of just had no interest in, thought it would be fine.
Yeah, because the trailer, I just thought it was like, oh, it's going to be kind of like a TV movie. That the vibe I was getting off
yeah.
of it. And
it was a bad trailer,
me.
Yeah. It's really solid. So then La La Land, we kind of already talked about it. Lion, one of the most overrated movies of the year.
I did not see it.
So what is Lion?
So Lion's the movie where there's a little boy who gets locked on a train in India, and it takes him like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles away from where he lived, and he's a little boy, and the different languages in India, he can't communicate with people. So he's just like a lost kid.
Okay. Yeah.
And then he grows up to be Dev Patel, who then goes in search for his family. He's adopted by Australian parents, one of which is played by Nicole Kidman. And so the movie is... But the interesting thing about the movie is the first half an hour to 45 minutes is just this little kid who's amazing. He's just a little tiny kid, alone, like lost in India in like rail yards and walking around train stations. And it's all there's like no dialogue.
I think the reason this got nominated was because of the kid.
Yeah, and then when you get to Dev Patel, it's the biggest who cares movie.
Yeah, he's just hanging out wearing open shirts kind of a thing.
Yeah, looking pretty cut and sexy.
Sure, I'm sure he's in
Romance and Rooney Mara.
Mara's there doing nothing.
I'm edging already.
Yeah, exactly. It's a sexy couple.
And then like, you know, they cut back around and, you know, Nicole Kidman's aged a little bit
like
as the mom. And
to have the kid up on the stage saying something was clearly the point of nominating.
Does Nicole Kidman?
He's all over the marketing.
But the little kid's
fucking
not nominated.
Little kid's trying to get everything, isn't he?
It is.
Did that little bastard? Did Nicole Kidman pee on anybody in this one or no?
No,
she did not.
Wait, did she pee on?
She saves her peeing for Zac Efron.
Yeah, only Zac
gets
it.
That one.
What was that movie called?
The Paperboy.
The Paperboy. Yeah.
Tinkling all over that cage.
There's another Paperboy that's a stay tuned.
Oh, is that the Donald Trump movie?
Is it an adaptation of the video game?
No.
You can make a movie out of that.
You could have.
Get the kid who played Dennis the Menace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's probably like 38 by now.
Yeah, he's ready.
Get a Dennis the Menace type.
No, this is definitely one of those movies where next year I'm going to look back at the last year's nominations and I'm like, what was that movie?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it was that
Lion.
One.
Well, because it's all just Harvey, man. Like, if Harvey wants to push to get his failing company to have a movie that's nominated for
you
the
get
Oscars.
One.
The failing Weinstein.
Oh, yeah. Rigged.
It's been rigged. It's the failing Weinstein.
Well, they are super failing. That's what's amazing. Yeah.
They're
super fucking
fake
failing.
Fake movies. They're fake movies.
And Amazon's like poaching their like all the stuff they would have taken.
Well, it's amazing because the better movie that they had this year was Sing Street, and they didn't give a fuck about
it. Well, no, they didn't have no press for it.
It was the better movie. So we'll get through these here. So then Manchester,
which was great,
the best.
That's
movie of the
kind
year.
Of my favorite movie of the year.
Great movie.
It finishes a hair above Moonlight for me, and which are both. I'm equally okay with either of these winning. It doesn't seem like Manchester's going to because there's no juice behind it.
Casey but maybe it will. Affleck might win.
I think Casey Affleck probably will win.
I think it's a better movie than his performance. Not to say his performance is bad by any stretch of the imagination, but I think the movie is better. It is not just his performance.
No,
it's
he like, works no, within the
but,
movie.
Yeah, but yeah. I thought he was
he's
really
excellent.
Great.
He's really great.
I you know, like I've liked Casey Affleck in like Assassination of
Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford. Great movie.
And I was just like, well, you know, what has he done? What has he done for me lately?
Yeah.
And then you know, I was really surprised by his performance, and I thought it was really great. And I thought the movie was great.
Him with the kid. You want to talk about a bad trailer? You watch that movie, you think it's like so. You think it's fucking Baby Boom. The trailer they make, it's like I gotta be this kid's guy.
I had like no interest. I was like, okay, a drama about raising a kid. All right, I'll be right there.
I mean, it's so tough.
Yeah, you know, you start the movie, I'll be right there.
Don't pause it.
Wait, who's Jesus in this one?
You know what? I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. We'll be back.
It's tough, and we won't give any spoilers here because people are still catching up with movies. Sure. But I just think that is a bad trailer, but it's really hard to market what that movie is without explaining all the turns.
Which you don't want. You know, that's a good fucking winter day. It's cold outside.
Oh, sure.
And you know, maybe you don't like everything. Maybe you want to just feel kind of shitty.
Yeah,
for a while.
Totally.
Curl up with some Manchester by the Sea. Yeah.
Just hate existence.
Feel
for a
like garbage
bit.
For mm-hmm. exactly 3 days. Mm-hmm.
Buy that Blu-ray and watch it every day.
Oh man. I did. That's a movie that should have no Blu-ray sales. What sick fuck is owning that movie? Come on, Cabin.
Chris. I pre-ordered.
Pre-ordered Blu-ray. Nice. You fucking suck. You know what, dude? Nice. There would have been plenty of copies at the store.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
And then Moonlight. Amazing movie.
Great. Yeah,
amazing
that's,
movie.
That's a hot day when you want to hate yourself and hate your life. You put on Moonlight.
I think it should win.
I agree.
It should win.
I think this is my favorite. And then Manchester and... I think La La Land will win, but yeah,
totally.
Moonlight's just great. I think it's kind of we'll get to the acting categories. It's kind of hard to single stuff out in Moonlight, except for what they do single out. But like those three performances are great by all three of those leads. You know,
all the dudes playing Chiron.
Mahershala Ali is incredible.
He's amazing. That dude has had the year.
Naomi Harris also very good.
And it's the most. I mean, like really, like the most interesting looking movie out of this whole bunch. Like, really feels
and
like something.
It's a story you haven't really heard before, too. I mean, so is Hidden Figures, but like Hacksaw Ridge. Like I was saying, like Sergeant York.
There's a nostalgia
similar.
To
it's
it.
It's kind of like the Sergeant York is almost the opposite because then he ends up killing thousands of people or whatever. But. But it's like it's the same kind of story,
it's similar,
sentimental.
From Here to Eternity has a very similar story arc,
and those are better movies,
much better movies. So.
Yeah, now this is an amazingly constructed movie. Barry Jenkins is a genius.
Incredible. I mean,
you know, it's like you almost feel bad for Barry Jenkins because it's like, all right, Bear, whatever that next movie is,
better be Moonlight.
I mean, you know, Moonlight 2 is still Moonlight.
Well, that was Steve McQueen's doing like a bank heist movie.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, like it's which I mean is cool. You know, I'd love to know what that looks like. But it's like he's been doing these really powerful movies, and now it's like I want to do a bank heist, which is totally his job.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if what Barry Jenkins is going to do a bank heist, or maybe he's going to do like
bank heist.
Oh my god, if he does a fucking remake of Baby Boom, an actual honest to goodness remake of Baby Boom,
or maybe Baby's Day Out.
That would be really something.
We were just talking about Casey, so let's get into the actor in a leading role: Casey Affleck for Manchester, Andrew Garfield for Hacksaw Ridge, Ryan Gosling, La La Land, Viggo Mortensen, Captain Fantastic, and Denzel for Fences.
Honestly, the fact that Denzel doesn't have a gun in Fences, it's like, oh man, I wanted to stand up and clap. It's just not, it's just not the same. And like, because he just sits down with these like shitty gun movies year in and year out. Like, I wish.
Two guns?
Yeah, two guns. I mean, like, I wish he would
put some.
I wish he would put some fuck, because he's like the greatest actor alive. Like, you watch this movie, you're like, this dude is like literally the greatest actor.
It's weird because you do feel like he's waiting by the phone for Antoine Fuqua to call.
Yes,
when he's done with the script.
Yeah. They're doing Equalizer 2.
Are they doing another one?
No. I don't know if Fuqua's directing.
Probably
but he's there.
He's probably producing. That's
but like
Mag 7.
But come on, like the charisma, the energy, the fire. It's like it's all there. In Fences.
I mean, but you forget it though.
You do.
Like, I remember watching Fences, being like, oh yeah.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. This guy can like tear a scene in half
with
his bare hands.
I'm not looking at him through a bunch of wacky Tony Scott filters.
Exactly. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually kind of want. I mean, maybe it's recency bias because I just saw it. I think honestly, Denzel would be my hope.
I mean, I think it's a dead tie between him and Casey Affleck.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They gave Garfield the wrong nomination. It should have been for Silence.
I agree. I was about to say that. He was better in Silence.
He was so much better in Silence.
I don't get. I mean, it's just we're taking a dump on this movie, man.
I don't know. I don't know why.
Who liked Captain Fantastic? Come to my house.
I've been to your house.
You want me to come over? Oh, you liked it?
I like the first two acts
of that.
Okay.
Get Chris's address out there. Okay?
I like because
I have to punch you later.
The first two acts of that film. The third act is a completely different. Speaking of fucking baby boom, like
do they make baby food in Pennsylvania?
It's a totally removed. You're like, wait, what movie is this now? What happened?
Okay,
it totally changes. But those first two acts, I thought were great.
To me, it's one of those movies that's like, man, isn't Off the Grid living great? Except for we're not going to show any of the real hard stuff about Off the Grid living.
I think the entire movie tells you that. It's not great, though. You can glean that from looking at these fucking little feral animals.
And the way her family treats them.
And maybe to your point, the way the movie ends justifies more of the like celebrating of it rather than like actually talking about what the problems are with this kind of life.
I'm kind of, and I haven't seen the movie, but I'm okay with the nomination if only if it allows Viggo Mortensen to get in movies again because I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, his whole thing when this movie came out, and it's amazing that he's even nominated because this movie came out in April and nobody fucking remembers anything.
No.
And regardless of the movie, I mean, I think he's great.
He's good
in the movie.
I liked the movie, and I didn't love it. I thought it was fine, but I don't think I don't know why it's nominated. Really,
I mean, it's only nomination though, so I guess that's something.
I mean, what studio put it was probably
Bleecker Street.
Oh, so it's probably a throw to them because do they have any other nominations?
I don't think so.
No, I was talking to a buddy of mine today about Captain Fantastic. And, he was working on a theory.
Yeah,
Captain Fantastic fan theories.
Yes,
but no. This is not a spoiler because this is not what happens in the movie.
Don't worry, I'll never see it.
But this theory, the third act, you know, Viggo Mortensen committed suicide, and this was it was exactly that.
Oh, really?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. That sucks. That's
anytime.
Wrong.
It's a fan theory.
That's all fan theories. Come on. Who else are we not talking about?
And who's
Ryan Gosling's up next.
Ryan Gosling.
He's not great in that movie, and I like Gosling a lot. I mean, it's her movie, and he's just there, like, being annoyed the entire time. I guess I'm on an island unto myself here.
I don't agree with you at all. And, I think he's very funny in that movie. I don't think either of them you're nominating anything. Like, I don't get that.
Yeah, sure.
But he's totally serviceable and funny in that movie.
Serviceable is the word I would use.
I think the problem
Here... that's more praise than what you were originally heaping on it.
Sure.
I don't understand why he's not dead.
That's not what I said. I mean,
came awfully coast, Steve. Yeah. No, he didn't. No, but I think it is the problem of getting nominated for a movie that should never have been nominated. Like, La La Land is just a silly little movie, and in any other context... I wouldn't say a second word about it.
But it's like, this is a movie that you should be nominating technical things for it all you want.
Absolutely.
Costumes, cinematography, music, all that
100%.
Stuff. That's great. Everything else, it's like, it's just fine. It's just fluff. It's just cotton candy movie going.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is not Academy Award nominated.
Well, there's this thing where it's like, because it's not a superhero movie or a remake, it has to be genius, which is not necessarily
right,
true.
Yeah, that's
and
the
technical work is amazing.
Yeah, I think it's like one of those. It's like, someone made a musical that people actually want to go see.
Yeah,
so it's like a return to form for Hollywood.
Totally, and it's a nostalgia. And I mean, anytime you celebrate Hollywood, you have an easy path.
Oh yeah,
sure. I mean, it's a positive industry movie.
Yeah.
You know, I was just about to say it's not Boogie Nights, but that was Academy Awards all over the place. But it's not like shitting on the industry. No one gets shot out the back of the fucking snuff film industry. Like, well,
I'm making... Oh, man, I'm in the snuff film industry these days.
Oh, yeah?
I'm the dude at the mask that puts the duct tape on them.
Oh, you're machine. Yeah. You're the new machine after getting
Wait, is it,
I don't want to talk about it too much. The machine.
Well, it's Mr. Machine?
Depends
Mr.
Machine.
I'm sorry, okay. Before all you 8mm heads, I know Gandolfini did not play Machine. That was somebody else. That's fine.
Not Stephen Bauer.
Steve
guy from Devil's Advocate.
It's something Bauer.
Yeah. Kevin Bauer? No.
The pervert from the beginning of Devil's
yeah,
Advocate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was in True Blood. Michael Bauer?
Something. Well,
Thousand Pancakes.
Type in.
He was the dude.
Steve Bauer is the guy from Primal Fear, right?
Stephen Bauer is, yes, exactly. And from Scarface.
Yes.
All right. None of those movies were nominated.
So no.
We're not allowed to talk about them.
We covered Denzel and Casey. Yeah. All right. So moving on to actress in a leading role. Isabelle Huppert for Elle. Ruth Negga for Loving. Natalie Portman for Jackie. Emma Stone for La La Land.
Didn't see it. Didn't like it.
Meryl Streep for Florence Foster Fuckface.
We'll never see it.
You know what? You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine. You're absolutely fine.
Isabelle Huppert, I'll tell you what, I think Elle is one of the most overrated movies of the year.
I really like it. Things to Come is the better movie.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a good movie. I think, again, it's the amount of attention it's getting at the end of the year is maybe a little much.
Who's the favorite? Yeah. Is this Emma Stone's character?
Emma Stone, that's kind of my gathering. But Isabelle Huppert winning the Golden Globe is a huge thing.
Yeah, that was a big
surprise. That really throws...
But that's voted on by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
But
get him out of here.
But also, they've been...
watching movies with subtitles.
We gotta build a wall around Hollywood.
Long, long overdue for one of those famous... Because they've been here for so long.
Right, because she's amazing. She's made like 106 movies.
And she's incredible. Sure. And she still is incredible. So I can see her pushing Emma Stone out.
What you're saying is this is her Gladiator.
A little bit.
Yeah, totally.
Ruth Negga is the Welcome to the Party Pal nomination.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah.
She's great. I mean,
she's great.
I didn't see this movie.
I just loved it. She's really great on Preacher. Loving.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
She's really good in Preacher. Yeah. She's really good in the movie. That's the thing, is this is packed. Meryl Streep shouldn't be here.
Nope, not.
That's Amy Adams.
Right there.
It's insane. It's insane. That movie is, I feel like screaming into a Spike Lee camera that everybody has to wake up.
I think they lost a bet at some point, and now every time Meryl Streep is in a movie.
I honestly think she's nominated because Trump said she was bad.
The nomination decided before the Golden...
Who the fuck knows, right?
I think she was nominated
before the Golden Globes
aired?
But they were
in the bag, I think. Like, the voting had been done at that point.
The voting. It's rigged.
Oh, shit.
Here's my question. And, I mean, one is... If I ever need to see a movie where Meryl Streep is too rich, she doesn't know what to do with her money, I'll never need to see that movie.
Uh-huh.
But
You could just see a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. My question is, why isn't Viola Davis in this slot, man?
Because she asked to be supporting. It was her decision.
Which is fair. I mean, like, I just don't buy it. I mean, like, it's...
You don't buy that was her decision?
No, I just don't think that's a supporting role. Like, if... Judy Dench sneezes in fucking Shakespeare in Love, and she gets nominated for wins Best Supporting Actress,
right?
Which is, I mean, like,
but when was this? Does anybody know when she made this statement?
What?
Like, did she already know? I mean,
she was in a bunker. She had a gun to her head.
Viola Davis's last days.
There's a meme of her just yelling, and you change with the subtitles.
Yeah. Down there with Marty Braun.
She's like, if you can, no, you know, I think you're right, because she's like, if I win an Oscar, fucking Jared Leto will stop sending me condoms.
Yes.
Maybe then.
Fucking finally.
I'll take the easier road here.
And she's put a cap on a condom.
She can talk to Mel. She can tell him to fucking put a cap on that shit when he gets in there.
No, I mean, I'm not calling her a coward or anything. I guess it's her decision.
Coward!
If it's her decision, it's her decision.
Why would you call her a coward?
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, I just think, like, functionally, and I'll get back to this to a later discussion.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's a supporting role. It's a lead role, and she should win, and she's great, and she's amazing.
Well, it was her choice, Steve. Yeah. You know.
So, Jackie, we're up to. Right?
Jackie, I love this movie.
I really
I love
like
her.
Movie.
It's amazing. You don't like it, Steve. Is that correct?
I really like the performance. I don't like the movie.
Really? I almost feel like the opposite.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, I think she was good and all, but like I was expecting that movie to be different than it was, and I loved how it was like following right after the fact.
In the
like,
moment.
Exactly. Like, moment to that. Moment. But
there was an intimacy to it that I really liked.
With her performance, I was just sometimes thinking about, like, I don't know, it's me viewing the words. You know what I mean? Like, like focusing in on it. I'm ruining it, probably.
There are moments where I thought, is she a Muppet? And then, like,
right,
I went back to be like, no, she's pretty good.
Yeah, I think she's great. Yeah. I mean, this movie, when the first time I heard of this movie was at the Toronto Film Festival, and I was at the condo, like going through the book and figuring out the schedule. And I didn't even know that Pablo Larraín was making the movie. And I just looked and I was like, Natalie Portman, Jackie Kennedy movie, fucking skip.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is like, I think what I like about the movie is actually Pablo Larraín more than her.
Well, that's what's so great about it, because why I made that skip joke was because I just looked at it as, oh, it's just a biopic. Boy, Oscar am I tired baby. Of
yeah.
biopics.
Yeah.
And I skipped it. And then my boss saw it and was like, this movie's amazing. It's not what you think it is. And when I watched it, it's so unconventional in what it's doing. So much so, the tone of that movie at times, I was saying this, it's like one of the best horror movies I watched last year. It feels like a ghost house movie. Some of these scenes and the atmosphere and the score, which is amazing. Mm. And I'm so glad she got nominated.
Yeah, that was a big
like,
one.
It just feels like something so wholly different. Plus, man, John Hurt, God bless him in this movie.
You know, thank God he went out not playing a fucking wizard for 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, he could
and
play
I'm
a
telling you, that's going to be the clip.
What?
Is Harry Potter. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's what's going right. to be.
Maybe it'll be from Jackie, though. We all agree it can't be Elephant Man.
Better not be.
It's going to be 1984. I know.
Oh, that's a good
dark
point.
Dark horse candidate.
Very good point. Yeah.
That would be a nice, like, fuck you, like, get it
yeah,
in there
exactly.
kind of a thing.
I'm not totally. On a high horse about Jackie. It just didn't move me. I take maybe too many points away for a weak Bobby Kennedy and Peter Sarsgaard.
I liked it. I thought it was fine.
All right, sure.
You know what? Did you notice that in the funeral procession scene, they got pretty much an extra playing Ted Kennedy, and this guy looks exactly like Ted Kennedy.
I mean, I don't know what Swedish guy they got to play Jack Kennedy. Like, this guy's never he doesn't speak English at all. They dub his voice. It's amazing.
It's well, I mean, his really... fucking brains are all over the floor in 2 seconds anyway.
Well, there's no you see
that
him
one
in
scene. It's like, oh,
like him
fuck,
coming
it's
up
the
behind
ghost
her.
Of him. You know, it's what Great Caesar's ghost.
I think that's why it
Pablo
feels
Larraín
like
a... actually went to the ends of the earth to find the
well,
one
this
clone
is why
of Jack Kennedy.
Feels like a ghost movie because I think there are ghosts actually in it.
It's
ghost
be.
Photography.
Well, I mean, like that scene with John Hurt when they're walking around the field and you realize they're at the cemetery and they're like, you know, reminiscing on like life and death or whatever. Like in that moment, this movie turns into an Ingmar Bergman movie.
Right.
For
but
me,
one bad thing about that scene in the cemetery, you squint in the background. Why is the Bye-Bye Man in this scene?
That was a big problem for me. The casting of the Bye-Bye Man to stand in the back of that cemetery.
It's creepy and all.
I know, but like, guys, I got it, all right? You don't have to put the Bye-Bye Man in here.
Bye-bye.
Oh, man, does he say that?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I'm going to have to watch that movie.
I'm dying to see it.
Bye-bye, dude.
I was going to finally break down and go to see the Bye-Bye Man in the theater, and it was already gone.
Oh, it said bye-bye to the theater.
Yeah, it certainly did. Do you write headlines for Variety?
I will.
So then Emma Stone.
We talked about it. Yeah, I mean, she's totally she's fine in it.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, again, it's so, not something I would
I'm not throwing rocks
think,
at her. You
I don't
know,
think we
good.
Said who we think will win.
Oh.
I mean, I think it's probably going to be Emma Stone.
It's going to be Hubert or Emma Stone. They
yes,
might throw it to her.
I agree with Chris.
I think it's Emma Stone, but I would like to see Isabel
I would
Hubert.
Like that as well.
I might leave my house and never come back if... Meryl Streep wins. I don't know where I'm going to go. I honestly do not know where I'm going to go. Atlanta, I might go early.
You would,
I might stay there.
Here's
ride the
thing.
Rails, man.
You would embarrass her if you did that at this point.
Yeah.
Like it's actually getting to that point where like it's not even like embarrass her in the good way.
Yeah. It's
you're just embarrassing her because she's been beating all these people so many times.
Was she nominated for that Julie and Julia?
Yes, I probably
yes,
was.
I'm almost certain.
What was the last thing she won for? Anybody remember?
Was it the Iron Lady?
I think it might have been the Iron Lady. You're probably right.
It was definitely recent because she's nominated every year.
And I don't
I can't think of any other ones, but the Iron Lady was the big one.
Yeah. Well, before we move on, I will say again that Florence Foster Jenkins is the worst movie.
And I will say that these Academy Awards are fake and illegal.
Yes.
She's only won 3 Oscars, by the way. She's been nominated 140 times.
I mean, I think it was like her 20th nomination.
She did win for The Iron Lady.
Boy, that's a bad movie.
Yeah, she won for Kramer versus Kramer, and she won for Sophie's Choice, and she's been nominated for everything ever since.
There you go. All right, actor in a supporting role, Mahershala Ali for Moonlight, Jeff Bridges, Hell or High Water, Lucas Hedges for Manchester, Dev Patel for Lion, and Michael Shannon for Nocturnal Animals. If this doesn't go to Mahershala Ali, I'm turning the TV
off. It's got to be him or Hedges.
Really?
I think him
the
or Slaps,
Shannon.
Lucas Hedges, by the way.
Huh?
He was in NBC's The Slap.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, Lucas.
Did he slap or was he slapped?
No. He just has like crucial information.
So he saw The Slap?
He has crucial information about The Slap?
Yeah, he does.
Oh,
also,
slap.
Blink and You Miss It scene in Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, really?
Oh, right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, in one of the various hotels.
I think Moonlight should probably win, but
Mahershala Ali should definitely win. I thought
Michael Shannon was great in Nocturnal Animals.
He's my favorite part of Nocturnal Animals.
I actually liked that movie more than I thought I would.
I really did not like it.
Really?
I did not like The Single Man that much, but...
I mean, that's the other thing. I just kind of like... I honestly was bored with it for the most part.
Really?
I mean, the acting is very good.
Yeah.
But that's kind of it for me. Like, I was watching it for the acting.
What I liked about it so much is it reminded me of like staying up late... You know, your parents go...
Red Shoe Diaries?
Your parents... No. But, your parents have been knocked out from the sauce already, you know?
Sure.
So you're watching, like, HBO at 1 a.m.
Yes.
And it's like this fucking movie about, like, oh, man, these dudes in the desert are going to kidnap your wife. I saw so many movies about that exact thing.
It's like if you accidentally stumbled upon Retroactive.
Right, or Breakdown, or, you know, a number of other movies.
Black Dog?
No, it's the one with...
Duel?
It's just like Black Dog.
What's the movie we did on, with Tim Matheson?
Oh, Buried Alive.
Buried Alive.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
It's like that in the desert, but not as crazy.
It's just like, I like his movies, and it's like, it's just, it was like slick, and there's pretty people in it, and I honestly,
if it had just been Michael Shannon with Jake Gyllenhaal doing that thing,
yeah,
I would have been fine.
So you didn't like the framing device?
I just didn't buy it. Like, I was just kind of like, whatever. And, like, Amy Adams is good in the role, but, like, I didn't care about what she was doing.
Yeah.
I guess that is true. You have a point. I mean, I didn't mind the framing device, but I could see potentially being stronger, more stripped down.
Sure. Yeah. I think I want it to be Mahershala Ali.
Bridges, I actually found... I mean, like, I like it. Again, like, I think that's one of the best scenes of last year is him and Chris Pine. And like, holy shit, Chris Pine should do movies where he's not Star Trek.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, him and his partner, and we're throwing the racist barbs.
I feel like I've seen this from Jeff Bridges before.
Yes.
This is like a mellower version of all the other sheriffs he's played.
Exactly. Yeah. I just don't think it's really worthy. Again, that scene is great, but that withstanding, not so great.
I mean, like, I don't think he should be in this category for. I mean, but he was, to be honest, I didn't think much of that movie at all. But that was a spice. He's a spice I like returning to.
Sure,
I know he's doing the same thing every time.
Yeah. But it's like,
but it's the one I like.
It's always going to be perfect.
I always like cinnamon.
I feel like he's just like, how illegible can I get? Like,
yeah,
but it's a fun game.
It is a fun game.
Talk about edging.
But I love Lucas Hedges in that movie.
Yeah, I think he's great.
He's great. Mm-hmm. And then Dev Patel. I don't know what you're doing.
Who cares?
Supporting role, Steve's most hated nomination here, Viola Davis for Fences, Naomi Harris, Moonlight, Nicole Kidman, Lion, Octavia Spencer, Hidden Figures, and Michelle Williams, Manchester by the Sea. Again, if it doesn't go to Viola Davis, what are we doing here?
I actually think Michelle Williams is the Oscars doormat, unfortunately, and I think that she's great. And I mean, that's like putting, I don't know, Mike Tyson in the lightweight category. It's like, all right, sure, you know, he's going to knock the shit out of everybody. You know what I mean? Like, she's that good in that movie, and she has that much real estate in that movie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and then, you know, she's great. I think Michelle Williams is great in a supporting role.
a proper supporting role. I feel like I'm on a high horse, but I don't know.
I feel like had Fences not come out, it would have.
She would have won. She would be the shoe. She would definitely have won it.
And I think it's like a little tight there. Nicole Kidman, I don't know what you're doing there. Naomi Harris is great in that movie. Flawless American accent.
Yeah. Yes.
In Moonlight. And Octavia Spencer is great in that movie, too. I really like that character, her performance. But statistically, kinda, she's already won one, so that's like kind of
she's not. I mean, I kind of wish Janelle Monáe had gotten it.
She's great in that movie. Yeah.
I thought she was really good in it. But I think it's definitely going to be Davis. I mean, it can't not
Which will be a great moment, period. Yeah. So, I don't know why.
She'll have a great speech. It will be a freaking bring down the house speech.
Totally. She deserves it.
They'll
play her off, though.
Oh, yeah.
Supporting actress. They're gonna play her off quick.
All right. So, director. Let's see. So this is a weird time for directors. Arrival, Denis Villeneuve, Hacksaw Ridge, racist Mel Gibson, La La Land, Wunderkind baby Damien Chazelle.
He's younger than us.
He's 31 years old. It's disgusting.
Most people are younger than us.
Manchester by the Sea, Kenneth Lonergan, and Moonlight, Barry Jenkins. What are we thinking?
It's going to go to Chazelle.
It
should go to Moonlight, though.
It should go to Moonlight.
It should.
I would be more betting that, as far as history goes, they give the more politically important movie one.
Uh-huh.
And the director gets the more Hollywood-y one.
Did that happen with Steve McQueen in 12 Years a Slave? Which way did that go?
Was 12 Years a Slave the best picture? Inarritu won
for and that was Birdman.
Birdman.
He did not direct
Birdman. And then he won.
Whoops.
And then Spotlight won, and Inarritu got it again for Revenant.
Oh, right. Yeah. Which would be rad, because then by history standards, Moonlight would win.
Moonlight
Best Picture
would be pretty cool. If I was going to bet as far as a split goes, I think it would go that way.
Good thing for Daniel Villeneuve is he's going to direct every movie now from now on. So he's doing
it's
fine.
A science fiction movie.
Blade Runner coming up.
I know.
Right?
Totally.
Blade Runner, then Dune.
With Steve's most hated actor, Ryan Gosling.
I like him.
And his second most hated one, Harrison Ford.
It's tough. I mean, because like Arrival's an amazingly
directed movie.
Manchester, you could fucking teach a class on how to direct a movie by just watching that movie.
Just incredibly paced, and like just the time that they take on the shots, and it looks so good. And like the flashback stuff isn't cheesy, and it isn't like overwrought. It's just right there.
I mean, and like just from a gut punch point, it's the funniest tragedy I've ever seen.
Yes,
I was surprised how much you're laughing at that movie. But I was really laughing hard.
But Barry Jenkins, Moonlight is just beautiful.
It's amazing. It's the perfect movie.
I can't wait to see something Damien Chazelle directs that he didn't write. I feel is the thing.
And
that's like the challenge.
His next one sounds like a great idea for him.
Which
is it a jazz musician going to jazz?
No, that's the thing. Is he's not doing that anymore.
Oh, okay.
No more musicians.
No, Barry Jenkins has that covered.
It's not John Glenn, but it's one of the first. Who's the first man on the
Is it Laika the Dog?
Is he doing the Neil Armstrong
Yes,
movie?
The Neil Armstrong.
Starring
Ryan Gosling. Your favorite man.
Oh, weird.
I think Ryan Gosling is good casting for Neil Armstrong.
Yeah, that'd be cool. To have someone coolly say that's a small step for man.
I'm super excited about that because it is him going away from music and towards a straight drama. I think he might do really well
there. Get fucking out of Jazz Alley, pal.
Please.
We'll be all right.
Well, while we're in Jazz Alley, I will say Whiplash was so much better than La La Land.
So much better.
And I'm not even the world's biggest Whiplash fan, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
See, I see myself watching La La Land again. I've never thought about Return to Whiplash. I saw it at the New York Film Festival, and that was it. And it's whatever.
But
I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't dislike it. Like, I never do this. When that movie...
Here's the problem with La La Land.
Okay.
It's not my tempo.
Oh, man. It's dragging. It's dragging. That's what he says.
Yeah, it's dragging ass, buddy. La La Land is a little long, to be honest.
It's over 2 hours, which is a problem. It's like two... It winds up being like 2:10.
Are 4 hours of them that fucking stupid photo shoot that happens in that movie? And it's like from a 1990s Beverly Hills 90210.
It's supposed to be stupid. It's supposed to be stupid.
It's like a critique of the music industry from 30 years ago.
I can see the poster now. La La Land. It's supposed to be stupid.
And then so this one I think is kind of interestingly the most important category of the evening.
And sure. We're going to wrap it up with this one.
We will wrap it up with this one. This is documentary.
We're
going to
get played off right now.
Yeah, I mean, we would talk about the screenplays and stuff, but we're kind of been talking about what the movies are. Well, I'd like to thank the Podcasting Academy.
So real quick, Fire at Sea, I Am Not Your Negro, Life Animated, OJ Made in America, and 13th. Who's seen what?
I've seen them all.
I've seen them all.
I've seen none.
I've seen OJ. The one movie that I've seen I don't think should be nominated, which it's great. It's amazing, which is OJ Made in America. But if we're going to do that, then Fargo season 2 should be nominated for Best Picture.
I agree with this.
Sorry.
That's a real problem.
This is a thing that was brought up last night, too. It's kind of obnoxious that ESPN... which did everything with this. No one else is involved. Sure. ESPN shoehorned in Oscar qualifiers.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I mean, it's very stupid.
It's amazing. There's like literally nothing not amazing about this document. It's super essential.
I've rewatched it twice already.
You have to watch it.
You got time.
Background noise is great.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
But it's honestly not a documentary movie.
I'm just like, after seeing the People versus O.J. Simpson, it's like, how much time do I want to spend with O.J. Simpson?
That's what I kind of thought, too. But what's amazing about it is it expands out. And it's this critique of America on the whole.
In the lens of...
centered, through this filter of the O.J.
And
trial.
And, like, the race stuff is so much... I mean, like, I think People versus O.J. is great, but, like, the race stuff is so much more prevalent and so much more interesting.
Yeah,
and
so much detail.
Not for nothing, but the last act has scummy collectors.
It's incredible.
Oh,
my God.
Part of it.
Yep.
That's
amazing.
Two movies that I want.
It's amazing. Yeah,
but I just don't think it should be nominated. That's the only one I saw.
But, and I agree with you completely. Mm-hmm. And I've been a little disappointed. Like, I've been, like, wrestling with putting it on a list.
Yeah.
At all, because, like, it is, like, you don't know. And, but more so, other than Life Animated, you could give this to any of them and I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Other than Life Animated. I wasn't crazy about Life Animated. It's a great story. I think they put the animated bullshit. I just didn't need it.
It's too flashy. It's too, like, with the power and magic of the movies and whatever.
Please.
Like, I'm glad that guy, like, found this therapy and the parents were able to communicate and blah, blah, blah. But it's just, like, whatever. And that's why I'm not going to be surprised if it wins it. It's either that or OJ.
It's that or OJ.
It needs to be I Am Not Your Negro.
I need to see that. I really need to see that.
It should be. I mean, but that's the thing. If it went to 13th, I'd be happy.
I wouldn't be disappointed. I just think
the same thing with Fire at Sea.
The 13th is hanging out on Netflix, and I was all ready to see it before the election, and then the election happened, and I'm like, I don't know if I can handle that. You know what I mean? Like,
well, if you can't handle that, you can't handle I Am Not Your Negro. They're about as depressing.
It's just like, I just can't.
I Am Not Your Negro is a less conventional documentary, though, which is why I think ultimately it's the better movie. They're both, and OJ, too, and Fire at Sea, they're all incredibly important right now for what's going on with everything. But, like, there's just what he does with I Am Not Your Negro escalates it above Ava's film, which is really just talking heads and statistics on screen. They're all incredibly important, you know. Amazing stories and facts, and you know, you get just as pissed off, but it's way more straightforward of a doc. So that's why I think I'm not Negro. Although, go see Fire at Sea. It's unconventional in its own way, but it's also very important.
What's going to be next year, there's a lot of buzz about it. It's a little documentary from a guy named in Russia. I don't have his name right in front of me, but it's Donald Trump getting pissed on. It's
like, going to sweep.
It's amazing.
Call it now,
sweep. It's just a different, some reenactments are in there.
There you go.
Two urethra, one Trump.
Yes,
the first documentary since Fahrenheit 9/11 to get the best picture, snag the best picture.
It's yummy.
So that is our 2017 Oscar talk. If you follow us on Twitter, we'll probably be tweeting the ceremony.
I'll definitely be tweeting that ceremony.
But that's the Oscars. That's what we think about majority of the big categories there. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadek.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum podcast. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.